good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm Carrie O'Connor. I'm a little tongue-tied today. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times and until I change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we will open those phone lines after the first break. And this is a time where I usually give you a little tip or tool that you could use and work with throughout the day. And what I've, last weekend, or just yesterday was Easter, I went over to my family's, and we had this great, I'm one of five kids, and so it's quite the feat when we get all the kids together and their husbands and spouses and children. And I was just being the observer, watching generational patterns, and it was just interesting holding that posture of being the observer, not judging, not sitting there as like I'm in the high court, but just watching people's patterns and how they talk and what's the common theme within the family. And I was really listening to people's bottom line fear, as far as where people are stuck in patterns of fear, fear of loss of job, fear of money, fear of health, and what that bottom line goes into, the major fear of everybody, it goes down to bottom line fear. It could be not of only physical death, but death could be fear of just like what I said, a job, a relationship, fear of a friendship being lost. And so the biggest thing we can do to that fear is to be able to face it, to be able to walk through it. It's like I tell people all the time in private sessions to walk through your worst nightmare scenarios, because what you do energetically when you're able to walk through it, look at it, and be able to look at it dead on, you take the charge off of it, because you're constantly putting energy into it consciously or unconsciously, and then it literally energetically becomes a great big ball. When I look into somebody's energy field, it looks like a great big ball with a whole bunch of static, and we're looking for energy that has symmetry, that has flow to it, not the static energy, because we, as we know, like attracts like, so then that ball of energy will go through your energy field and start attracting the same frequency, like attracts like. So if you have a fear balls all throughout your energy field, they'll be attracting and building up on each other. It's like a roller coaster ride or something that gains momentum. And then before you know it, you could be in this whole posture of fear that literally can be paralyzing. It's like the deer in the headlight saying. And so never mind our own fears. Then we have the collective part where we're all connected, and then we're tapping into everyone's fear too. And a lot of times right now, people are feeling the fear of change, the fear of a lot of unsettledness. So we have our own energy field, but we're also, again, profoundly connected to picking up what the collective whole is doing. And right now, we're in the beginning of, think of working with the energy of Easter. It's resurrection time. It's time to step out of old paradigms. If we hold on to the old paradigms and are afraid to get into the new, we are going to get ourselves into postures of fear, and we could get frozen in that fear. And I call it frozen cellular post-traumatic stress. When I look into people's energy fields, I see these balls that look like frozen pellets. And when I go into the ball, it will tell me a story, or it will tell me the theme. It will tell me the energy codes that's locked in there. And that's when I follow the energy tubes, is what I call it. If we go to the theme, what's blocking that person? And so all of our information is within our energy fields. When we really are able to step back and be the observer in our life and really see how we're directing our energy, directing our input and our output, we're constantly outputting our energy to the universe. The universe picks it up. And the universe is, you can think of it as a very literal person or an energy, because it takes everything that we say very literal. So if we say I'm fat and ugly, then we put out there that I'm fat and ugly, and that's what we get back, the energies of mirroring fat and ugly. If we put out I'm loving, I am eternal, I am immortal, peace of God, creator, then we get that energy back. Everything is like a wave, an infinity ape that we put the energy out. It reaches a part of the universe, and then it gets mirrored back to us. And so you want to pay attention to the mirrors that you're putting out in front of you, the energy that you're putting out to you in front of you and all around you, because we're constantly, again, it's an input-output situation. So when you're able to become the observer in your life, you're able to slow down and watch how you're directing your energy. And again, knowing that the biggest thing that blocks us is is fear. And even the Course in Miracles talks about it comes down to two major emotions. It's either love, or if it's not love, then it's fear. And fear has a lot of the little subcategories underneath it. You could have rage, anger, jealousy, greed, all of those kind of things, anger. But you want to, the bottom line is fear. And the fear is when you go right to what I call it, the top of the root of the issue, and then you're able to walk through your fears, walk through, again, your worst nightmares. So let's take the example of loss of job or money fears. So walk through it and say, okay, does this job define me? Does this job absolutely mean life or death to me? And when you're able to step back and say, no, this is something that I do, it's an aspect of me, but it doesn't define who I am. It doesn't change my natural state, who I really am, and who I really am is a piece of God, piece of Creator. And when we really start holding that energy, we get what I see the energy field does, it flips over. And when it flips, it raises the vibration. We're able to get that static out. We start having more symmetry in our life, and then we start attracting more of those things that we put out there, meaning more symmetry, we've got more balance, we get more opportunities, and so we don't get trapped in the gerbil rides of like the deer in the headlight posture and then attracting more of our worst nightmares. So many times people will say to me, see, I told you this was going to happen, and it happens because we put more of our energy into it. We're directing our energy into our worst nightmares. And so you want to pause daily. You want to really think before you get out of bed, how am I directing my energy today, or especially in the evening, how did I direct my energy throughout the day? And let's say you had a scenario where you got in a fight with your boss, your kid, or somebody else. You can rearrange it. You could call your energy back. In shamanism, they call it a soul retrieval, where think of every single time we're directing our energy, the energy follows. It looks like a tube, and it goes to different directions, scenarios, situations, and people. And you can call it back. You can call not the fear back, but you call your energy back. And imagine that energy being transmuted. A lot of times when I do this, I'll imagine a great big screen in front of me, like a dryer vent, and I'll call my energy, my light back, my God force back, but that dryer vent will transmute the fear or the anger or whatever negative emotion that was I put out there that I prefer not to put out there anymore. And so, and I would feel it. I'll feel the energy coming back to me, the light coming back to me, but then I visualize that negative emotion being caught in that dryer vent. And just like the dryer vent where you have a bunch of lint, that lint will get transmuted and go back down to the earth or go back down to the universal energy, and it doesn't come back into my energy field. So there's all different kind of techniques out there that help you clear your energy, have you pay attention to see how what your input and output is, and go to one that resonates with you. If there's tons of techniques, if one doesn't resonate with you, then you're not going to do it. So to go to those that you can incorporate in your daily life, because then, again, you're going to be more often to do it. If you're not one to climb on a mountain and commune with mountain energy, then you're going to put it off. So there's simple ones that you could do. Even when I tell people about taking a shower is an opportunity to work with the energy of the shower and work with that water and visualize that water going down to your bones and cleansing and clearing. And before you get out of the shower, you seal yourself up, meaning you're having your energy field being breathable. It's an impermeable place where you're able to bring the energy in, but it's able to put like what I call like an energetic Teflon on it or a collagen, so you're able to take the high-frequency energy and the universal energy, but you're not bringing in and getting bombarded by the negative energy that's in and around us. And so the more you're able to do that, the more you incorporate into your daily life, the more you'll notice you'll feel lighter and lighter, and then you'll have that opportunity when life gives us the human-to-human experiences where we can be stepping into the fear, you won't fall into those patterns. And then if you do, you'll realize you'll have tools to be able to get yourself out of it. Because the name of the game is when we start living empowered life, it's not that life won't give us side balls once in a while or a kick in the energy field, but the name of the game is how fast you could get yourself back in alignment. And the more you get yourself back into alignment, the more you'll find yourself getting less engaged in those kind of chaotic, kind of fearful situations. So again, the biggest key is face your fears, and when you're able to face them, it literally decharges them. It's like a big balloon that loses its air, and then when it loses air, then it doesn't cause blocks, and then when it doesn't cause blocks, then we have more flow. Then we have more flow in our life, then we feel lighter. And so it is that simple, and part of the biggest deal is to make it part of your daily process. And so, yes, the steps are simple, but the part of remembering to do it, especially when you're charged and you're really feeling charged up about a situation or scenario, that's when things can get a little bit tough to remember. But that's where I said get some kind of tool that helps you. And speaking of helping you, we have the Awakening Your Divine Empowerment class coming up on April 17th. It's from 3 to 5. That is a Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. It is by phone or in person. If you're not able to attend that day, all the classes are recorded on CD and or MP3 or WAV format, whatever resonates with you, what works for you, and so you could re-listen to it over and over again. And so that is a great class. It's going to give a lot of tips and tools how to work with the energy fields. It takes it apart as far as the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body. And especially if you don't have an awareness that we are energetic beings and you don't have at least a simple basic awareness of the energy chakras, that's a really good class to get into, because we are energy. We're energetic beings. We learn that in fourth grade. We forget it kind of in fifth grade. And this is where, when we don't pay attention to it, it's literally not like taking a shower and brushing your teeth for your whole lifetime, or every once in a month or in a while we'll pay attention to our energy fields. We want to get in the habit of incorporating it every single day, just as we brush our teeth and take a shower. Then you'll notice a much better different attitude. You'll literally be shining a different, radiating a different frequency, and you'll have more flow in your life. That's the tip of the day. We're going to go to our first break, and we're going to come back opening those phone lines.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit our website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we have open phone lines, and why don't we go to those phone lines, Benny?
All right, certainly will, and we have Jennifer. She's calling in from Bellevue. She has some problems with circulation with her hands. We're wondering if we can help her out. So, Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Benny.
Sure, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. I'm sorry.
I said I am Dandy. This is Jennifer.
Oh, Dandy. I thought, okay.
And I'm good.
All right. Very good. I thought you were Sandy. I was like, okay.
So no,
circulation
no, no, no,
with your hands.
Circulation with your hands.
What's going on?
So started when I was like 43, and especially the tips of the fingers, mostly my right hand, but both hands get cold. The fingertips will go white. I'm good about wearing gloves. I use the hot hands. But, Carrie, I will pull something from my refrigerator or freezer, and the circulation just doesn't come back. I have to rub my hands to warm them back up.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it? How long is that going on?
So for like 7 years.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say 7 years. All right. Your father's crossed over?
I'm sorry?
Your father's crossed over?
No.
Who would be the father to your father-in-law? Go to somebody like that. He's also calling out to a Joseph or Joel, and he's definitely connected on the dad's side or dad's position. But the biggest thing your energy pulls me up to is the back of your neck. Did you have whiplash when you were I'm looking at 17 to 19 years old, and I don't see it's a big, great big car accident. You know how sometimes we could have like a somebody hit me with a minor like bumper. Now I just want to say that, but also I'm seeing myself where I was out. Actually, to be honest, I was that age, and I was drank a little bit too much, and I was kind of doing a dipsy two step trying to dance, and I fell off this rock or whatever, and it kind of jerked my neck, and I didn't think of it then, but I kind of went like ow, but then later on it gave me issues and problems, and so all of a sudden I'm seeing pictures. It's not to talk about myself, but your body is bringing me back to when you were 17 to 19 years old, where we could have a slight, just ever so slight junk like in our neck, and that's where, and even if it's in the emotional body, mental body, because you're preparing yourself, it's like an energetic whiplash, because the first thing you brought me to was which looks like a neck collar when people have whiplash, that what they wear around there. And I'm going back to even think about what was going on in the last even 14 years of your life, because I see 7 years before you turned 43 is when this like energetic collar started going around your neck, and everything happens in the energy world before it goes to the physical world. And it's interesting that it was happening in the right side of your hand, because I'm seeing that's when you're part of the energy or the theme of this goes into, and especially when I go to the cervical collar, I'm going right in the middle, and I'm seeing C3, C4. Have you ever had anybody look at your neck?
No, I've never had any neck issues, but that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, no.
A lot of times we could have things, and it doesn't have to be a bulging disc. It could even be part of a degenerative where the discs between the sponge between the discs gets a little bit as we age, you know what I mean? And I'm seeing that, and especially as you're saying, it goes, I'm watching this slight bulge over to the right side, and it feels like it gets on a nerve, and that will go right to your fingers is what it goes down to, the tips of the fingers in particular.
Okay.
And so I would absolutely even start with doing infinity eights with your chin. You're getting the energy, and you're opening, even bending your chin down to your chest and then putting your chin back, your neck back to the
thank you.
To the back of your neck.
I can do that. Yep.
Okay. That really starts to open up the canals and the meridians, because when I'm looking at the meridians, I keep on going again, C3, C4 as far as the cervical neck collars, and then also the meridians. It brings me down to the kidneys, and I go into grief meridians. And so I would go back to what was going on 7 years before you were 20, before it started, and it has to do with, again, patterns of grief, old grief, and especially when you're, I'm seeing your hands, you described it perfectly, when you're getting into the refrigerator, when it will get cold, it feels like where you felt frozen out. And then even go into the father's generational pattern, when anybody felt like they got frozen out, topped off, or think of not promoted or felt like somebody betrayed
sure.
on that court of theme. And
okay.
especially, again, on dad's side of the family, because this is part of a generational pattern, too, because some people hold things in their lower back, some middle, some on their spine. And think of our spine symbolically represents our, like, life patterns, right? And so
yes.
think of this whole neck part and especially, again, to see extending your hand out. And it's like a sense of not getting getting burned, and again going having a sense of being grief, having grief with that, and again okay. reviewing that period 14 years ago, and then I also go back to that 17 to 19 year old part of you because you're bringing me to your third chakra with that, and I'm seeing you trying to stand in the middle of the third chakra, and it feels very shaky there, and this is beyond regular hormones. What are you going to do in your life? I'm seeing when I see somebody standing on, even my throat is starting to go when I tap into the energy.
Okay.
It's about the throat chakra, the third chakra, the self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And so working energetically with it. And did you ever do any acupuncture points or hold acupuncture points or acupressure?
You're right. I used to work for an acupuncturist, so he did acupuncture on me.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very relaxing.
Okay, good. Did you ever try it with your fingers and with your in your neck for your fingers?
No, because okay. we just did it for like a balancing because it was a long time ago. So I
yep.
want to look back 14 years ago.
Yep,
is what I want to look
years
at
ago,
in my
about
life.
Was going around. Yep, and then
okay.
also that 17 to 19 years old in the third chakra where you're showing me there's a pattern. We'll go in cycles, right? And then if you look at 17 to 14 years, I mean 17 years old, I'm sure it's about a 17 to 20 year cycle that we're looking at here. And the cycle goes back down to the grief. Underlying theme is grief, and then the underlying theme, and it's like held in the kidney meridian, but it also goes up to the theme of feeling frozen out or being left out or feeling like the world's a cold, hard place, and that kind of play theme, and that it's a dog-eat-dog world, that along those lines. And then changing your the attitude about it as far as taking that 17-year-old in your heart and having her feel safe and on a solid ground, because she keeps on showing me a raft that keeps on separating, and I'm feeling, and I'm looking a lot of water, so that's a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of emotional places where you feel like you have to balance or you have the whole world on your hands and a lot of responsibility, and that you come in, Jennifer, that you're not one to sluck off responsibility. You're one to take on responsibility extra if you need be. And so there's a part of being able to get the extra responsibility off your shoulders now, look in your life to see where you're balanced, and also pay attention to what was going on even 5 to 6 weeks before your fingers start doing that. What was the theme of the last couple of weeks? And also pay attention to people that are around you. If the fingers happen to be going in a certain day, what was going on? If any scenarios or situations that you were around during the day, because we act like tuning forks with each other all the time, and we start picking up on other people's stuff, and then it will shake us, and it will have us go into our history, and then our energy body starts reacting. And so I would absolutely encourage you to, again, do different meridian points. I do free energy exercises that you could email union1111@yahoo.com. That's for anybody. And it's simple acupuncture points that are around the head that opens up a lot of the meridians that that will help profoundly. And again, doing the neck things, making it doing the chin infinity eights, rocking your head back and forth. And I also see even ice around your head, around your neck, as far as like those ice pee bags that they have, or those kind of things. Because I'm switching it between ice and heat, because I'm watching the as the meridians get open up, you're going to feel less of the frozen out, and that's going to be helpful for you. Okay.
Okay. Very good, Carrie. Thanks a million.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful
day. I love your show. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer, for calling in. And we have a couple minutes. Carrie, should we run off to another one, get one started, or?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. Let's bring on Kasha. She's calling in from Denver, Colorado. And welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, Kasha. And actually, she's got a question about relationships. So, Kasha, hello.
Hi. Thank you, Benny. Hello, Carrie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to ask you, especially about relationships and relationships with our parents. You sometimes mentioned that we sometimes outgrow the relationships and we have to leave them behind.
Yep.
And I haven't seen my father in 20 years. I haven't seen my mom in 4, and I'm going back home this summer. And my mom has been sick for the last year, and I don't know. I'm kind of afraid because of the unresolved issues and everything that's going on, how to approach it and how to think about it and have feelings around this trip back home.
Okay. Kasia, when you're going this summer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm seeing, especially realize that even if you didn't talk to your parents in that long, that you're still talking to them energetically. And so prepare yourself now, especially as far as, I call it talking higher self to higher self. So you're talking to your essence, to their essence. And even if you ask your angels and guides to bring in your higher self, in their higher self, and you could visualize them across the couch from you or in front of you, and the higher self to higher self is you're asking the angels, the higher beings to come in, and you're energetically talking to each other as far as I'm looking on forgiveness is what the bottom line is. And when I look at your the mom's energy, especially when it gets into to June and July, feel it out energetically. Is there a sister there that gives you information as far as people are doing, or sister-in-law?
My brother.
Female, I'm seeing some sisterly, a younger female that gives you information as far as how your parents are doing. And it's feels like it's either a sisterly energy, sister-in-law energy. But I do see that as you go out there, that you're going to, especially when it gets into the May, June, July, as you exercise your energetic muscle and understand that you're already talking to them, whether you physically talk to them or not. That's where a lot of times I look in people's energy fields. They haven't talked to somebody for 20 years, but I see this great big ball that is their parents' energy or their ex-husbands or spouses or whatever, and they're talking to each other all the time, consciously or unconsciously. So the more you work on getting them out of the energy fields, because I see your father on the left side, and he is a great big balloon that's like 6 feet tall, so your father's in your energy field. So imagine him getting out of your energy field, and that you give yourself space. It's going to allow you to be able to look at it head on and look from that place of being the heart, and then decide to go in there. I know I hear the music. We're going to come right back after this short break.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady, presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and we're going to go back to the phone lines where we're talking about Kasia, about going to visit parents.
Yep.
Are Kasia, you on the line, Kasia?
Yep, thanks. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm on the line. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay. Right.
And I want to caution you out. I'm not sure if my father is still alive because I haven't
heard that. Well, you know what, the thing, Kasia, that's what I see all the time. As far as it doesn't matter if the person is alive or crossed over, I had this one woman who lost her husband 40 years ago, and just before he crossed over, they were going through a nasty divorce, and he was in her energy field as much as if he was alive. Energy never dies. We lose our physical body, but we are immortal, eternal beings, and so it doesn't matter if the person's crossed over or not, and especially if there's been a lot of trauma and a lot of experiences of what I call cellular post-traumatic stress with that relationship, consciously or unconsciously. They it's like that gets the packets of information gets frozen in our energy field. So the biggest thing again that you can do as far as with your father, as far as even visualizing him like a great big vacuum, vacuuming his energy out of your energy field and transmuting it, sending it to the earth, sending it to the heavens, handing it to the angels, and then visualize yourself filling up your space with your energy, especially on the left side, because I see again this big energy, and it's even appropriate that it's on the left side because there's a part of that means in the past, but where it's positioned, it's like unconscious patterns in the past, and especially the little Kasia, the little girl Kasia that's 2 to 4 years old, that's terrified of him because I see his feet. You showed me that his feet, his energy was very abrupt, and it was very scary to you. And so you're calling your energy back from him, and you're actually working with forgiveness and allowing him to go on his place there as far as evolutionary process. And then you're allowing him to go on, forgiving him, and also being able to put your energy back to yourself. When I look as far as with your mom,
she cannot talk, and this is the only one thing that I'm so afraid that I cannot communicate with her and, you know, let her know how I feel and what is going on.
Okay, but you remember, Kasia, that everything is energy, and that's what I was saying earlier. You're communicating whether you're physically communicating or not, and she will understand that. If she doesn't understand this in the physical body, she will absolutely understand it in the energetic body because we are constantly talking to each other. Again, we're sending each other and downloading messages to each other all the time. So when you come that place in your heart, and you know where you're coming from, right, and then it goes beyond words. A lot of times, Kasia, I see that words get in the way. Words have emotion. People could twist it around, hear it with their own way. People have like energetic earwax, so they have their own perception, so they're going to hear things the way they want to hear it. This is a whole process of now until you're going back home is to get really clear as far as what is feels light for Kasia, what feels right for you, what feels light for you, understanding that forgiveness sets you free, and it's the most freeing thing you could do for yourself, the most healing thing you could do for yourself. It also offers an opportunity for your mother to lighten up whatever she would, and you know, then that's all where you stop because she does whatever she needs to do with it. That's part of her growth pattern. So the only thing that we can work on is our own energy field. And so the more you feel knowing that you're communicating. So again, before you go, visualize herself in front of you. Have, if it helps you, by calling an Archangel Michael or your higher essence, and visualize your mother's higher self coming in. So that's her, they're her angel self, and that you're talking to her then. Just trust, allow, and understand that your mother's getting the messages, because she is, whether, you know, it goes through the energetic ether. So we're especially connected to our parents. And so you're talking to her and you're saying what you want to talk to her on the energetic level. She stores it. She gets it. And even if she doesn't, she can't speak here, and she gets it when she's out of the physical body, at least you feel a sense of completion and you feel a sense of closure. You feel a sense of, again, wholeness. And then it's also the part you're going there, and you don't know if you're going to see her or you're planning on seeing her.
I'm going to see her for sure. I'm not sure if I ever see my father, but I'm going to see my mother.
Okay. All right, good. All right. The more you work on, again, seeing her in front of you, talking to her now, the more that, but when, by the time you see her, you go to the place where it's like you're open-hearted. You go to that place where she feels the compassion. It's just like when it doesn't matter if she can't speak, we all can feel. And so we can feel that sense of compassion. We can feel that sense of love. And so think of, I keep on seeing great big circles. And so that's my sign of completion, of wholeness, of holiness. So it's going to a place of forgiveness. Given compassion, and again, even if she can't physically communicate, she absolutely will pick that up and feel it. And that's where it's helped you. It feels like you have a sense of completion, completing the contract with your mother.
Do you feel that this is the only one of the major things that it's stopping me to progress?
I was just going to say that. When I go back and I see on the left side of that balloon of your dad's energy, that is, and your mother is positioned on the right side where it's like 45 degree right, those are two major blocks where it comes into the energy field, that when I see your energy, it wobbles like on a raft. It goes up and down or like a seesaw. And when I see that seesaw energy, it's very hard to ground. And when it's hard to ground, we can't put the energy signals out that we want out, and then things get very foggy. So, yes, and it's not blaming them, because we all have our own themes. We all have our own karma. We pick the parents. We pick the situation. We picked exactly, everything was perfect, exactly the way it was supposed to be. It's how fast we can just realize that, unplug from it, forgive, get the lessons, leave the pain, and be able to come from that place of compassion. So then we energetically, is what I call, become the parents of God force. And so we come through these people that are part of God force too, but we energetically back ourselves up with the divine trinity parents, is what I call it. And that will allow you to hold your ground, and it'll be able to do some profound healing. And it does cause the block. So that's where I see this as a journey of a soul retrieval, is what they would call it in shamanism. You're going back and retrieving parts of your soul, and you can be working on it now, even before you go to home, and that you will come back and be feeling very much, again, grounded. But I really can't encourage you enough to work on that piece now. You don't have to go there physically to start working on it energetically. Okay?
I will. Thank you, Kelly, so much.
You're welcome.
And I listen to your shows, and you're a tremendous help to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a lovely day.
All right. Thanks very much, Kasia, for calling in. And let's head off to Alexandria, Virginia. We have Mary calling in. She had a question about her husband's hit-and-run accident. She and I'm sure her husband both need closure about this. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. Carrie, my husband was hit by a hit-and-run driver about a year ago. And to our knowledge, there's been no investigation at all. And we were wondering, are they ever going to find out who did it?
I'm seeing, did they immediately, Mary, throw up their hands with it as far as that this is impossible to catch and whatever?
Yes, but they didn't even try. There was
that's
paint
what I, that's
on
what
the...
I'm seeing. Yes, that's what I'm seeing. And I'm also watching that they're, like, the level of priority, or that I know that when I had I was hit and run. I was walking across the street, and when I was 19 years old, somebody hit and mowed me down. And they also said to me that this is the priority of getting them is practically impossible, and that was on their not going to do it list. And so I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with me. They figure that the person could go out of town. They figure that they could do this, that, or whatever. So I don't see it's in a high priority of them to do it. And the biggest thing that you and your husband could do is be open to infinite possibilities, because you never know if somebody in the car, because I see that there's more than one person in the car, could actually I see that there were several people in the car, can feel, have a, you know, feel either guilty or feel, have an out with the people that they were with, and you know, maybe turn somebody in, but you're not going to close down your life for it, you know what I mean? And so, and really, mm-hmm. it's understanding the big picture of it, as far as, was he literally walking and somebody hit him?
He was riding a bicycle and someone hit him.
Okay, and was it come from behind? Because I'm just seeing, I'm just keep on seeing, like, I don't know what hits me, that kind of deal.
Yes, and, it was from behind.
Okay, all right. And was it a red car? Red or maroon?
We're not sure. The paint seems to be light colored that's left on the bike frame.
Okay. I'm seeing some red or maroon. Because he was knocked out. Okay. And was there some person that, I'm just watching this one cop that was trying to be in the corner, you guys' corner, but as far as the priority, I'm not, again, seeing it as a high priority, and that they are, when they weigh it out, as far as the percentages of them finding the person, it's a low priority as far as them putting any feet work or time work into it. And was it on, it's kind of a desert island or desert deserted street, or wasn't very populated, so there's not even witnesses and stuff?
No, it was actually, he was knocked into somebody's front yard, and the sound brought them out.
But
so
they didn't see the person,
right? So it was kind of a
right?
rural neighborhood.
A rural, mm-hmm. yeah, but they didn't see the person, right?
Supposedly, no.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what, that the energy pattern showed me, it's the rural road of it, and that there's like a, it's like deserted, and it's like that nobody's going to come forth and said, I see this person, right? And so the best thing that, again, be open to infinite possibilities that the person could, related to the hit and run, could, you know, wake up and just decide, I can't live with this anymore, not knowing what really happened or whatever. And, but don't just be able to start working on the biggest part of it, is being able to forgive the person, be able to get the energy back, as far as is he still going through physical therapy or that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is he still, yeah, okay, all right. And because the biggest effect that I see, that the whole left side of his heart, it was like put a window shade on it, and it really affected the left side of his energy field, even if he has more physical stuff on the right side. And part of that has to do with, I always go back to themes. Like, when that happened to me, I'm like, okay, what was the big message here? And so, and not letting anyone get away with anything, but I just wanted, I couldn't go around and have my head say, why? I just, like, had to flip it around and say, okay, I'm going to take the message from this, and I'm going to take, and again, shamanism, they call it take the medicine, leave the pain. So be open to having somebody come around. Right now, when I'm looking at the possibility of that, it looks more like 10% to, you know, maybe 15%. Percent of somebody coming around and saying, and it seems like somebody would be telling on somebody, or somebody heard it through the grapevine of somebody telling a story. That seems more like a scenario, but it's a very, right now, as of April 4th, the energy of it looks rather small as far as percentage of you guys having some sort of physical closure, but it does not mean that you can't have an energetic closure and working on looking at the big picture, working on having him feeling like a sense of healing and not having his energy shut down, his whole left side shut down, because the left side is taken in the energy, receiving energy, be able to receive life force and all of that. And so that's what I would really encourage him to work on, especially because there's a big theme of betrayal. And of course, we can understand that when somebody is getting hit, okay?
Yeah,
all right,
thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go to our next break. I heard the music, so I got to go to the next break. We'll talk to you in a few.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Will do. Let's take Teresa. She's calling in from Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's having a little discomfort in her chest area, some issues around that. She wants to know if, or actually what the cause may be, so maybe you got some insight for her. So Teresa, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello. How are you, Teresa?
Well, I'm doing fairly well. Fairly well. I was visiting my parents or my mother this weekend, and out of the blue, I started having spasms in my rib cage area, and I was just wondering from an energetic standpoint what's going on.
Okay. All right. Did you feel it on your what your body is showing me? I see it right on the right side, and it wraps around the back. It's actually, it's interesting. I heard Adam's rib or like an extra rib, and I saw like almost like Adam and Eve, you know, how Adam supposedly took his rib to give it to Eve. And but what's interesting that it's this band that wraps around on the right side and it goes to the left side, and it looks like it's almost like a corset that would feel like that was a squeeze. And so I could understand the sense of spasm. And actually, you bring me right down to the right side of your, even the buttocks, and it feels like a sciatica kind of thing. Do you get sciatica sometimes?
More on the left side than on the right.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes if you have it in the left, the root cause of it could be on the right, but it's because when I look at the energy patterns, that the right side of the energy, and again, it could present on the left side. We just want to get to the root. What I'm seeing part of this has to do with actually, it's interesting. Whenever I hear the song, I heard it through the grapevine. Was there a lot of gossip or gossipy around or gossip as far as on the, what's that?
Oh, my God.
Yes?
Yes. My family thrives on it. And, I've worked to release that from myself over my lifetime. But anyway.
Right. Well, what's interesting, especially because, Teresa, you're working to also release it, and I see it's like a energetic component that's on dad's side of family and also mom's, and they kind of do it in a different way where sometimes people can do regular, like the regular gossip, did you see Joni down the street, blah, 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 and other people do it in a way that's much more like passive-aggressive where they don't realize it, where they're like, oh, did you hear the, like a concerned thing, so-and-so is in the hospital, and they're, oh, isn't that too bad, but underlying, when you just look at energy patterns, it's the energy patterns is staticky and gossip is gossip. perspective. But what's interesting is that I'm seeing that you are trying to, it's all these like arrows and spears that are up in the mental body. And so think of, and so that's where I'm watching you clear them away to clear the path. So you're working through clearing out mental, emotional patterns that are within the generational patterns, and that, and to take the spears out of yourself, because as I was saying earlier, everything's input, output. So what we put out there, we do get back in one other form for ourselves. And, but what's, when I'm seeing the chest pain and the anxiety kind of feeling in the ribs with the heart, it has to do with a sense of I'm seeing this energetic shield that's coming up in your energy field to protect you from the arrows, but it's also a sense of you individuating, showing your own, think of that shield has your own signature on it, meaning like your unique God's name, let's say God's first name, and as you try to energetically put it out into the world, and that would be announcing it to your family, to your energetic tribe, that there's a sense of the little Teresa is terrified of the arrows that are going to come down if I show myself, if I'm able to show my real self and my natural self, and that the tribe won't accept me. It goes back down to the root of matters that a lot of times when we try to go back to, we all belong to our tribe, it's our family, it's the root chakra, and we have consciously or unconsciously, we're afraid of being kicked out of the tribal energy, and that, and it's, it always goes back to the wounded child, our child aspect, because that our child aspect is anywhere from, you know, 0 to 4 years old, and we depend on our survival depends on our parents and our society. So I'm watching you turn around, especially the last 4 years, last 4 months. This is the month of four, so think of April right now. It's a time for you again to look, taking away things that looks like, again, like a corset for you to be able to have your shields, to be able to put your own signature out, get clearing out generational patterns that go way beyond gossip. It goes back into as far as actually fear of being annihilated as well. What I'm saying, and going back to what I was saying earlier, as far as like the greatest fear is like of death, and it doesn't have to be physical death. It even could go be a death away from friendship, family, that kind of deal. As far as being again kicked out of the tribe, so it really has to go with orphaning and abandonment issues. And so this is where going back to the heart, going back into the heart. Of course, do the typical stuff as far as getting things checked out, because that's just being typical and practical, and especially when things feel new and sudden. Our even unconscious patterns can start going, so it's better to check out things off the list. But I'm really seeing that part of this, and especially when I start hearing Adam and Eve kind of deals, this goes, it's my symbol and signs that things go way deep. You're going back to patterns that go not only in your generation, but even the collective Adam and Eve mythical story as far as the our own mythology creation myth. And so this is really deep within not only your energy fields, but also the collective whole, where it's like, think of the whole thing of Adam giving us a rib is us, somebody else giving us our life force. So it goes back to you, Teresa, learning to have your own energetic posture, your own energetic space, a lot feeling that you have the right to life, the right to your own space, and that also knowing that because we're so connected and interconnected that we cannot not be connected. And so it's like what I call the duality dance of having our own energetic circle, but also knowing that we're still connected to people, but having people out of our energetic space, because we don't want people's energy tubes in our energy field, because we tend to give each other toxic downloads instead of healthy information. And so we want to give feed ourselves with universal life force, God force, instead of other people's toxic, like leftover energy patterns is what we do. So I'm watching you changing that, and that's where I see a lot of the chest thing. And I'm also, are you afraid of being by yourself or all by yourself? Because I just heard a grandmother saying that.
Well, not, it's the family thing. You know, I am on such a different plane as everyone
right.
in my family from a spiritual
right.
standpoint. And I love them all, but I mm-hmm. feel like I need to release them and move on, you know.
Right.
But
right.
I feel like I'm dragging them,
right.
you know, out
right.
of necessity. And I
right.
don't want to do that anymore.
Right.
And everything
well,
you
know,
is
Teresa,
exactly
when...
my sense of the whole issue, too.
Mm-hmm. When I'm watching the energy field, and this is such a lot of people talk about this because this is such a common thing, except especially when people are getting into the metaphysics, finding their own self, and that they're working on their self and working on their wounded child, healed child, having responsibility and accountability for life. A first, a huge very common theme is going to families in our tribe, means families, husbands, spouses, kids, and that's our society, saying, this is who I am, this is who I'm remembering, I'm a piece of God's source creator, and then the people feel threatened, and then consciously or unconsciously, you're wrecking the order of the tribe, and they want you to stay in their energy pattern. And so it's like you have to escape the tribe. But that's also very much a common step of as we are finding our own individualization, and that goes back to the shield. And so think of when you have that shield, it also shields you from being pulled down into their patterns. And so part of the duality dance, sometimes in relationships, if it's toxic and it's really toxic and they pull us in, then we can't be around them. But other times, there is a part where we can be in a place where we can be around them, but not into their stuff. You know what I mean? Where we could have that energetic shield that allows us to be the observer and that we can have an interaction, but we don't get pulled into their energy patterns. And it all goes to frequency. If we raise the frequency, our own frequency enough, work on our own wounded child, are able to hold that energy within our heart, then the lower frequencies, when they try to, it's like our energy field acts like a shield or energetic Teflon, and we don't get engaged. And so it's what Jesus said, be in this world and not of it. And then there's other times where if it's too toxic or if you realize that it tears your energy apart, then it is time to take it a break. So I'm seeing you being able, especially over the next couple of weeks, being able to see which scenarios that you need to take a break from. Keep up the good work. I hear the music, so that means we got to go. Be with you next week, and so may you align with the divine.